Getting old, so it's MR. So you got your time in Manchester.
Father and mother has got a son and a daughter. He's got brothers and sister, and he's got a wife, seven koyim. The sheva stands for the sheva, from the sheva koyim. So when it comes to Avas Hashem, when we daven and talk about Avas Hashem, there's no seven koyim. The seven koyim don't exist. They're non-existing when it comes to Avarapa. I started to say the Alte Yekisha Yid taught me, and he said, when you're newly married, you have to know this specially. So, that was the limud. When it comes to the Avarapa, to the Avas Hashem, there is no Shiva Koyvin. But in this week's Seder, we find the Shiva Koyvin. Where do you find the Shiva Koyvin? A Koyvin is not allowed to be metama himself to any mace. There's an exception. A normal Kohen is allowed to be metama to his father, to his mother, to his brother, to his son, to his daughter, to his brother. Now the sister is conditional, it depends. Lachoisa habesula, if she is not married. Once she is married, then he can't be metama to her. And we learn from a drosha, which is not a mufusha posuk, the wife, sheira suishtai, so you've got all seven koivim that the Kohen is allowed to be metama. There is several aloha aloha lemaisa. There was a levaya here of Hagon Reb Meir Tzvi Erntoy, and he had sons, and he had brothers, three brothers, all Gdoyle Tamil Chachomim. Some of them went inside the levaya, and some of them didn't go inside the levaya. What was the difference? Are you allowed? Are you not allowed? Is there a machloikis where you're only allowed to go letzoyrach, if it's a necessity, you have to do something. Just to go there and to stand there, it's a machlokes that he can do it. So some were machmir and some were maker. I was once at the lion, you shouldn't know, and there was a young lady who was nifter, and the whole family was outside. Now the brothers were outside, I understood why the brothers were outside. Because lachoyse apsulo. But if she's married, you're not allowed to be metame. That's what had to stay outside. But the father was also outside. I didn't understand. Why was the father outside? The father, by Ben and Bnoi, by Basu Bnoi, no difference whether she's married, she's not married. So it could be different reasons. One of the reasons could be, he was machmir shaloi letzoyrach. And another reason could be this. You know what this is? This is a syringe. This could be, it's a big shail al halocha. The shail al halocha is azoy. When a kohen is metama to his relation, he can only be metama to his relation if the guf is b'shleimus. The complete body. If something is missing after the misa, some shit to say before the misa, some shit to say if you have an appendix, and then the children can't be metama. How much fun should say it can be made of appendix if it's mechaim. But la'acha misa, you take off something, which can happen, take off something, then you can't be metama anymore. The body has to be complete. If the body is not complete, you're not allowed to be metame. Now, Shailen Diposki, we take out some blood. After Misa, sometimes they want the government, the coroner, is not happy with the scan. He needs to take a little sample and check it. Whether after taking a sample of blood by a mace, whether it's still called the Odom Sholem, and therefore you can still be metame, or you can't be metame, but it's not the Odom Sholem anymore. Now, let's go to the next parasha. I've got here some meat. This is meat. This is chicken. Are you allowed to go to buy a Tesco meat and chicken? I'm not so sure. So here we have got chicken, here I've got meat. Now obviously the animal is not alive anymore. You can see that, it's dead. So if it's dead from Tesco, it's a nevela. What is the difference in halacha between this nevela, the nevela of meat, and the nevela of chicken? What is the difference? The difference is like this. This was an animal that was killed, was shot, or was killed with a knife that wasn't kosher. So mimela, it's a nevela. You're not allowed to eat it, and straight away there is tumor. This nevela, however nicely it's packed, is metame a person, either by touching it, by carrying it, Even by pushing it, you have got your trolley, you push the guy's trolley, and you push the Tesco meat, or when you are on the counter, next customer, please, Yen is a bit too wide, you want to push it together, and you push this, you become Toma. Mago, Masa, and Tesco. This meat, you're not Toma. You can touch it, and go to the Beis HaMikdash. It's only chicken, you touch going to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore it's not Tumah. You can carry it, it's not Tumah. Is there no Tumah at all? If it's a trefa bird, an eagle, or a raven, then it's Tumah birds, no Tumah whatsoever. You can have a huge, huge eagle, the king of birds, but no Tumah. The Torah says no Tumah. The Tumah is only when the Torah says, not when we feel Tumah. The Torah says no Tumah. Chicken, the Torah says, there is a very limited Tumah. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is, Nevela utrefa leyoicha letomabo. You shouldn't eat the Nevela. The tomabo, when you eat it, unusual tomo, you don't find it anywhere else. You're not tomo by touching, not by carrying, you're only tomo when you eat it. That is tomo we learned from this, etc., another posuk as well, but not in Shmini. In Shmini is about this tomo, that's all in Shmini. And about Tumas behemet tahoro, Tumas behemet tmeo. It's no difference whether this is beef or this is Tesco horse meat. It doesn't make a difference. It's always the same tumor. It's mutama b'maga uber maso. Let's go to the next subject. So we have payers from Eretz Yisrael. We have to give tumas and maisas. Assuming there's a bunch from Eretz Yisrael, tumas, so you can't just eat it. It's tevel. It's tevel. You have to give away. So you give away tumor, two out of hundred for tumor. You give a few away for maisa, then you can eat it. Now, this is now chulin mesukonim. That means it's chulin, it's chul. I've taken away the truma, I've taken away the maaser rish, I've taken away the maaser shlech, I've taken away the maaser oli, whatever you want. Now it's chulin. Like you say again, harazet truma, it's not going to be chal. You can only say harazet truma because there is a din of truma in it. If it grows from the tree, the Torah says there's truma in it, there's a potential truma in it, you can't eat it, you have to say harazet truma. But once you have separated the truma, you say again harazet truma, it's nothing. It's doing nothing. So my question is, how can it be? I've got a bunch of grapes from Eretz Yisrael, and all the trumas might have been separated, and you can make it Kodesh again. You can make it again truma. Unusual thing. Has got no more Kedusha Truma in it. Everything has been separated. Nevertheless, we can make the Kodesh again. You know what the answer is? Parshas Emor. It says in Parshas Emor, if you're invited by a Kohen and he's not home, when you make yourself at home, you open the fridge and you take out a bunch of grapes and you eat it. The Kohen comes and says, what? You ate the grapes? You are Israel. And this is Truma. What do I do now? Who do I pay? It's the halacha, you have to take a bunch of grapes, the same one you ate, and you add on a fifth, and you give it to the coin. As you give it to the coin, it becomes Truma again. You heard the Meister? And now he's taking a piece and separate everything. But because he ate Truma, he has to give it to the coin, and with giving to the coin, he is making it Kodesh. There's a chiddush in this week's parsha, it's called the Dina Tashlum Truma. If there's time, I'll tell you later a story about Tashlum Truma, and put it aside. Let's go on. I just wanted to mention something before we spoke about Tumas Koyan. I left out something which is halacha lemaisa. It should never be lemaisa, but it can't be lemaisa. The Chevra Kadisha has often got the call from somebody. My wife was miscarriage, and I've got it here. What should I do with it? Where should I take it to? Will you take it? Will you bury it? What to do with it? You ask the Chevra Kadisha. Once somebody phoned, the man of Chevra Kadisha said, aren't you a Koyan? Jump out of the car! How can you be in the car with the maize? Jump out of the car! Something people don't know is that the Nephil is also Metama. A Nephil is Metama just as much as a normal human being. Let's go to the next. Pardon? Okay, it's enough that he wants to bury it. 40 days. Now, I've got here a knife, which you have seen often, those have seen the shurim. It's a knife, it's a kosher knife, it was a kosher knife, you have to make it kosher again. And before you checked with it, you have to check it. You have to go over with it. You have to learn how to do it without cutting yourself. You go over it. Why do you have to check? You check it 12 times. You know why you have to check it? Because it shouldn't be a knife like this to take it to the extreme. That's called a pegimo. It's called a dent. Is a shrita knife, it's got a dent, this possible. Why? Because the shrita has to be a clear cut. Here, this corner and this corner tears it, it doesn't cut it. If it tears it, it's nevela. So therefore, if that knife has got a little dent, which it has, it will make every animal you shech for, they will make it a nevela. Like I said before, nevelis behema, nevelis oif, you make it a nevela. Now, normally, if you have a knife that makes things a nevela, that is a chsoron. What's the chsoron? First of all, you can't eat it, so it's a nevela. Secondly, it's tumah. You can't go to Beis HaMikdash. I would like to ask you, where can it be that a pegima in the knife, you take a knife like that, or you take that knife which is possible, and you shech something, and you gain. You gain yourself chai v'krisis, you gain yourself 39 malkas, and soon we're going to speak and gain yourself a lot of money. How can it be you have a knife with a pegima and you save yourself? Pardon? If?
What was the question?
How can you shech the animal, and because it has a begima, you gain yourself not to be chayv kores? You gain. Pardon? No, no, no. It's takapos the animal, but you saved yourself. The answer is in this week said shchut echutz. You take a korb and you shech it outside. Yeah, oiger is the reise. Chayv kores. Ah, I didn't do it with a kosher knife. I shot it. I did it with a begimah knife. My knife was completely possible. It wasn't a kosher shchita. Then you saved yourself chayv krisis. The same thing. You save yourself. The same thing is, what else can you save yourself? If you shecht the balmum, an animal's got a balmum, and you shecht it, then you shecht it on with a kosher knife, you will have the rice, you get malchus. You shecht with a knife, it's a pogrom, then it's nevela, mele you didn't shecht, and then you are not able to have the rice. Another case is something that's again in this week's center. This is my... Here you have got... Now, today, the first time he is coming, she is coming, she is coming with her baby. Sorry, that's this week's seder. Oysam es benoi, lois yishchat to be on mechot. You can't shecht on the same day. Torah says, you shecht either the mother, you shecht the child, you can't shecht on the same day. So how come you shecht? How do you know it's not lois es benoi? Gemara says, normally you don't need to suspect this. It's not so shriach. There's some days in the year where everybody shechts, Erev Yom Tovim, everybody shechts, everybody needs meat. Then you are not allowed to shecht unless you find out it's not mother and baby, or father and child, it's not mother and baby. Now, if you do this, you get malchus. If you shecht, oh, he says, bro, you shecht the first one, you don't get malchus. If you shecht the second one, you get malchus. And if you either shecht the first one or the second one with a knife of gima, it's not a shechita. It's not a shechita. You're not talking about voices, but no.
Yes. But the same
shechita. No, the second one is tavera. Even if somebody else, it's make a difference. If the first one was shecht the kosher, then you're not allowed to shecht the second one, even if you didn't do the first
another
one.
Another person can't,
right? Yeah, nobody can. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't do it purposely, but if you did it, you saved yourself the laugh. I'm not gonna know it. Yeah, but you didn't do it purposely. You asked the Rav. I shecht with a tray for a knife. What's the deal? He said, at least you saved yourself. Or you want to shecht the child. You're allowed to shecht the same day. You don't need to wait. What's called the same day? Now, today, Ben Ashmoshes is about, the early Ben Ashmoshes is 10 to 9, yeah? 10 to 9. So if you shecht the animal at 8:45, the mother, then 9 o'clock you are not allowed to shecht the baby, because 8:45 was still Sunday, and 9 o'clock is Sofik Sunday, so you have to wait till it's Vaday Nacht. You shecht it on Sunday 8:45, half past 10 you can definitely shecht the baby. And what's the din if you shecht the Ben Ashvoshes? Shecht half past 9, you shecht it tonight, half past 9 you shecht Anma. Then you can't shecht it for the whole next day till the next Ben Ashmoshes, 24 hours later. Why? Because when you shecht it, half past 9, it might be Sunday, it might be Monday. If it's Sunday, then as soon as it's Nacht, you can check it. But maybe it was already Nacht, it was already Monday. You have to wait, no, wait till tomorrow Monday night, when it's washes, and then you're allowed to check it. Yeah. Was okay. Can I ask the as well? I think so. If you ask for the Shire, you will have to show her, we'll look it up.
Rabbi,
what's
halacha? Can
you
shechet in the
night? With the light, yes. You
shechet? No, I'm not shechet. Yeah. But is it shechet in the night? No.
Yeah, with lights you can. But let me say it. So what else can you save yourself with a begimah? You can save yourself with a begimah if you shecht in the Beis HaMikdash with pigul. Normally pigul, if you have an intention of pigul, then everything is possible and you eat it with chayv koros. But if it's shecht in pigul with the treifa knife, then it doesn't become pigul because it's not the proper shechit. Now my question is, how can you save yourself £30,000? There won't be any baltashes. You don't shecht, you shecht the animal with a begimah, and you save yourself £30,000. £30,000, that's an example, could be more as well. How can you share a real life example? How can you save yourself £30,000 just by shechting with an animal, with a behemoth of a begimah? Once I was in Wales, and I went to a souvenir shop, I saw this there. I saw this, you can all see it. I thought, I must buy it. £3, I bought it straight away. Why did I buy it? What did it remind me of? Why does, pardon? Oh, that's right. See, the halacha, if you're going to have a cow, or you're going to have a sheep, and you're caught red-handed, you have to pay double. A sheep was £50, you have to pay £100. Careful. But if you are caught, that you sold it, or you shechted it, then you pay above a chamisha. For cows, for bulls, you pay 5 times, and for sheep, you pay 4 times. Now, how much a bull cost? I was once, years ago, 25 years, in Wales in holidays, and the Babu said that there was a farmer, he had a very special bull. A yiches mamish, yiches doires. Pedigree, heißt es? Pedigree. The tati bin a bull, the zaydik bin a bull, the elzik bin a bull. Oh, la goyse yichs. So, Mimela, so when he got the offer of £10,000. Yeah, you have to be a farmer for that, to understand it. Because they make better babies. Whatever the male qualities, make better babies. Why would the I don't know what he did. The yichs make better babies. So Mimela, he said he got offered £10,000 for it. And he said, I'm not selling it. It's not enough. I'm taking it to Scotland. We talk about 25 years ago. Take it to Scotland. And he sold it for £56,000. You heard the miser? One bull, £56,000. They had a bull in the farm. I said, how much is that one worth? It's only £3,000. So he taken a bull that was worth £10,000. And he went for all of it. £10,000, you have to pay copper. £20,000. He went to shecht it. £50,000 you have to pay. But if the knife was a poking bigger knife, if it was a treif and a knife, he's not paying the £50,000. Because he only has to pay it when it's a kosher shchita. But if it's a poser shchita, he doesn't have to pay it. So therefore he saved himself £30,000 by making a treif and a shchita. Okay. Now we're going to Shavuos, the next Yom Tov is Shavuos, and we want to discuss the Kavanos of Shavuos. The Kavanos of Shavuos are different. I want to show you something here.
How about next time if you bring the cow on the table, I see better.
Yeah. You bring the cow, I give the sheer. Okay? Make a deal. Partnership. Now, yet Zedat. What does Zedat mean? The Mishneh Menoch, Zedat and Yehaz. What kind of language? Zedat, Yehaz. What language is that? It's a language in the Mishneh in order to know Parshat Emor. In Parshat Emor you find two breads. One bread you find is the Shtei Alechem, and Shavuos you made the Chometzige bread, which was with yeast and proper bread, and it had to mention how big it has to be. The simon is Zedat. Ze, 7 Forchim, the length, 4 Forchim, the width, and Dalet Forchim state the Kronois. Dalet Forchim. So Rashi learns that's the Pshat. You make the dough, state how much you have to use. You make the dough, want to read the dough. Okay. The dough. You make a dough, and you make little patches of dough on the sides, and with this, yayoitz the dalit etzvois. This is tvochim, this etzvois. The Rambam says the height was four etzvois. The Rambam says the dalit etzvois means the height. The first one says if you take the amount of flour and you try to make a bread, whatever yeast you put in, it's not possible to make a dough of this size that it should be as high as this all the way through. It's not possible. So this can't be when the Rambam says the height has to be 4 etzvos. It can't be, it means the height all the way through. So there's two ways how to learn the Rambam. As you say, start the height and you taper it down, however much dough you have got. Or you make a combination from Rashi with the Rambam. You make the height and the square. So either it looked like this, according to the Rambam, or it looked like this. So you've got two pshatim here. This is Rashi's pshat, and all is a zedat. Why is it that? Because Yehaz is the lechem upon him, also in this week's Sedra. Yehaz is 10 tfochim long, it's longer, and 5 tfochim wide, and the corners are 7 etzvos and not 3 etzvos. Now the problem with this is that it was fragile, this. However thick it was, thicker than this, was fragile, and had to make tenufa, waving. The Kohen had to wave it up, down, front, back, had to wave it. The problem is, you had to wave it together with 2 live sheep. I don't know who can do it. 2 live sheep in fragile bread, all waving like this. It was a real expertise. I'm sure they had to exercise a few times till they knew how to do it, and to be sure that they don't break it. Maybe when they tried it, they broke a few. Till the Nufa comes to Shavuos, they do the right thing, they know how to do it. What about the Kabbalahs of Shavuos? Now the Kabbalahs of Shavuos are different than the Kabbalahs of the Holy Round. The Holy Round, the code of Kabbalahs is 2171. Rosh Chodesh 2171. Pesach 2171. Shavuos 2171. What's the code 2171? 2 bulls, 1 ram, 7 sheep, and 1 goat. That's the shear from a normal standard musaf. This is the manochet. A standard musaf, we have got 2 bulls, and we have got 1 ram. We have 7 klosim. And obviously there's 2 klosim, which are for the tomet, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, a korban tomet. But the rest, you have 7 shepslech. It could be any small one, which is only a week old, or it could be a big one, which is up to 11 and a half months. Before 12 months, you have got 7. So that's the halacha of a normal yontif. 2, 4, 6, 7. You've got 2 tzmidim, altogether 13 animals. 1 bull, 2 bulls, 1 ram, 7 klosim, 11, and 2 tzmidim is 13. Comes on Shavuos of the Torah, now we have a different set. Again, a set. A whole set just for Shavuos. What's the set for Shavuos? You can help me. What's the set for Shavuos? First of all, there's 2 sheep. These are for the Shtei Lechem. The 2 Lechem need to have 2 special Kivsei Atzeres. Shal Metziva Vashom, as we say in the morning. It's a Kivsei Atzeres. These are the 2 which are special for Shavuos. Let's make a different pile and put them on here. Here's 2 Kivsei Atzeres, not the first one, but the most important one. And then you have a set opposite way. You have only 1, 2, 7, 1. Not 2, 1, 7, 1. 1, 2, 7, 1. You have got 1 bull only, there was 2 bulls. And you have got 2 rams. Where's my second ram? It's gone. 2 rams, the older one. It's not here. And we forgot, he needs to have a goat, that one. That one also needs to have a goat. That's the ram. 2 rams, 1 bull, and 7 klosim, and 7 sheep. So it's almost the same like the other one, but that one is 2, 1, 7, 1, and this is 1, 2, 7, 1. Here's the goat. Let's have a goat as well. Now what you do when you shecht them, before you start, which one comes first? Which one should we start with? We have got bulls, we have got sheep, we have got rams, and we have got the goat. Which one should we take first? The answer is, any suggestion?
The one.
Pardon?
The one.
Which one?
The one.
The pull?
Yeah.
And on yon to the 2? The choyim. But I would tell you, and halacha it says different. Halacha says you have to start with the goat. You know why you have to start with the goat? but because it's the nicest one, because you have to start with a goat, because it's a chatos. Chatos comes before oil. Now, how do you shech the chatos? How do you shech the chatos? They're all animals the same.
Who's the chatos?
The chatos. Sirizim echot lechatos. They must speak.
No, why it's big?
Why it's big? Well, I didn't have, if I would have all of them as big as that, you wouldn't have room to come into the room. You'd have to stay outside. So I left here a bit room. I made only small ones, so you can come in as well. Baruch atah Hashem. Elakeinu melech ha'olam asher kidshanu. If you do that, you are stupid. Why? But what happens with the blood? The blood will get lost. You have to make sure a Kohen comes. Kohen stands there and he says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kidshanu. Who is a Kohen? The Kohen stands here. I'm taking the simonim over the keli, and then I do my shechita. I don't know whose bracha is first. Just we have to make sure before we do the mitzvah, do the bracha. I do the shechting. Doesn't need to be a Kohen, and the Kohen does the kabbalah. Then you have a kind mitzvah kabbalah. Then comes the next mitzvah. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kidshanu Mishol Shelanu Tzivonu LaHoylich Es Adam. You take them to the mizbeach. You do the zrik on the mizbeach. So you do all the avodas, then you can relax. You have been yotzi your mitzvah. After what you do with a goat, you skin it and you divide it between all the kohenim. They have got a nice meal, but they can't put it in the fridge. They can't take it home. You're not allowed to take it out of the azora. Only the male kohenim can eat it, and they have to eat it the same day. Yontel and matzah yontel bis chatzos. That's the time they can eat. But that is the chatos for shuas. Then you go through, you do the morning, you do your two bulls, you do your ram, you do seven kvosim, and then you start with the shtei alechem. You do the shtei alechem. Shtei alechem are not allowed to go on the mizbeach because it's chometz. You only wave them, and then you do the shechting the goat first, and you go through the animal's house. I want to finish off something not very nice, but what you do, and obviously with every animal besides the chatas, you have to bring oil, you have to bring flour. Here it's a isoron, one isoron as much as you use for challah. Isoron of flour you measure. For a bull you need three isoronim. You one isoron you measure, and not only can't measure three, you have to measure one. You measure three isoronim, then you put in oil in three goes. You first do matan shemen, and then you put in all the flour, and then you put again shemen to do belila, to do stirring. Then you do again shaman, it's called yitzika, and that's how you bring, and you put salt on it, and you burn it on mizbech. With every single animal, different amounts, with every single, the 26 animals, with the tmidim on shavuos, remember next shavuos, you'd give off, get 26 animals, two have no nesochim, that's the chatos, but all the others have flour and oil, and then go see wine with it. Now I want to finish off with this. You see this Yossi? How does Yossi come into the parsha? It's got nothing to do with the name of Mr. Yossi, nothing with Mr. Yossi. How does Yossi come into the parsha? Parsha's emor, what's got to do with Yossi? I had it in my house ready. A boy came in, he left yeshiva already. He said, what are you? Mishnah Sanhedrin. Yakel Yossi is Yossi. Yossi should hit Yossi. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says like this. A person curses another Yid, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hit Shaya Getzel. He made a klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the name of Hashem. If he doesn't say the name of Hashem, it's no klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a popular, he says the word Hashem, Hashem, should hit Shaya Getzel. Hotei Yomach, the Kalel is Yisrael. He was Oyur of the Kalel Chersh, and Yid. He was Mekalel, a Yid. Terrible Aveira. Get Oynish. But he's a great Aveira. It's called Birkas Hashem. They don't even say Klol, they call it Birkas Hashem. He did the same against the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. He said publicly to Aiden, this should happen to this. He said, and he goes to Beis Din and said, Beis Din, Beis Din, I heard the terrible things. Look, I tore my clothes. All. You have to tell Kriya if you hear a Klol. So what did he say? He said to Beis Din, no, don't say it. We don't want you to say it. It's so terrible, we can't say it. He read the Rum and Rum, he said, Rum and Rum. You speak about it. So they chose in the Gemara the name Yossi. Yossi has got four letters like Yud Kevovke. And it starts with a Yud like Yud Kevovke. And has got a Vav like Yud Kevovke. And also, Batnur says the Gematria of Yossi is Elokim. Same Gemara. So everybody understands when he says Yossi, he means something else. So he said, what did he hear here? He said, Yake Yossi as Yossi. How did he say it? What did he say? Did he hear clear? Goes cross-examination for hours and hours and hours. Now they're ready. Yes, it's 100% right. The cross-examination has been passed. Now you have to kill him. You can't kill him. You know why not? Because maybe Taka said Yossi. Maybe he said Yossi. He said Yossi, you can't kill him. So what do? You send everybody out. You keep in only the minimum dayonim, the minimum edim. And the oath of the Edim says, now, say exactly what you heard. Because we can't kill him with Yossi and Yossi. You have to kill him with the real thing. He says the real things. The Dayonim have to tear the clothes. He can never repair it anymore. And the second aid doesn't say it again. He says, I heard the same. And the third aid, if they see, he said, I heard the same. That's the way, in order to avoid the minimum what you have to do, the minimum, that's why we like thriller use the Yossi, and when you have to say it, he has to say it, and they act accordingly. Okay, it's time now for the Shia. You can all go home and tell your story what it said about Shlomo Truma, just 2 minutes, which happened to me also about 20 years ago. I came to Northumberland Street, I was giving a Shia, passed Emma and Shlomo Truma. The whole Shia of repaying the Truma when you ate Truma for showing it, you have to bring again food, like I said before, and you make it Kurdish, and that would give to the coin, you create new Truma. Now, so now Machlokes in the Mishnah is, can you use Peor? Peor, like Shikha Peor, for replacing your Truma. What's the question? Because Peor is part of a Masa. But something is excluded from Masa, maybe you can't give. The other one said, no. But before you made the Peor, it was Machlokes for Masa, you could give it. So you had to follow Mishnah. Do you have Peor's Chutzlos? Can you take Peor's Chutzlos? Now, if you say Peor, you can't bring up other Peor's Chutzlos. There's no connection to Masa. But if you say Peor, you can't bring, it could be a money Peor, but Peor's Chutzlos, no. Or it could be Chay Peor's Chutzlos, Meister Acholim Sukkotim. Can you bring a Shaila? What do you have a Shaila? You might find the Talmud Chochum and ask him. So I went through Northumberland Street on the way to Mashir, and I met the Talmud Chochum, and it's real Rosenbaum, it's like threatened, never this year couldn't come. He has got a chazok to speak, he should be gesund and stark. Have one gefragt, die Scheile? He said, ah, gute Scheile, ah, gute Scheile. A nice Scheile. And that was it. That was Pasha Emor. You can work out yourself. Now we are Emor. Today we slayed, normally it's earlier. Pasha Emor, summer, beginning of the summer. Erev Rosh Hashanah! I received the phone call. Doret Israel Batshi, Doret Israel Rosenbaum. You remember, you asked me a Scheile. In Manchester, I now open a Gemara. Yeromes, I used to learn with Reb Leib Gurwitz, and on the side of a Tosfos, he's written there, Reb Leib Gurwitz wanted to say the Tosfos means that Chutzlos he prepares he can't use. He might just put the Talmud Chochum. His life is learning. He was asked by somebody, a Shaila, on Opash Zemol, and till Rosh Hashanah, Ev Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't go to sharp his knife. He has got more important things to do than Rosh Hashanah. What's he doing, Rosh Hashanah? Resist him alone. He remembers somebody asked you, remember who it was, and remember what the Shaila was, and you find the importance of a mabir, of a dvar halacha to Hibbusim, and like, goes, he phoned me Ev Rosh Hashanah in order to tell me that Peres, Tashlim et Truma, you cannot pay with Peres Chutzlot. But you should help us, you should be able to learn the whole Sedra and all the Sedras, and was Nagel to Kabbalah, should soon be Zaycha, but be in the best mix to have real Kabbalah.
Because it's a friend. Okay, it's a woman. So it's...